And welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We'll get to these guys in just a moment. But the Jaguars are on the practice field Friday for the final day of work before the Miami Dolphins come into Everbank Field. The biggest news this week is the status of Luke Jokel for the game. He's questionable after a sprained ankle last week. And if he can't go, then Sam Young would be the left tackle against Miami. Also, wide receiver Marquise Lee is probable. That's good news after missing all the preseason with a hamstring injury and could give Blake Bortles another weapon on Sunday. All right, guys, let's start off with Blake. He has that weapon on the outside, Marquise Lee, but he's going to have to bounce back from last week's effort.
Well, and let's not try to paint Marquise Lee coming back as this is the end all, this is what's going to put it over the top. It's going to take a group effort. The receivers have to catch the ball better. And, yes, Blake Bortles has to play better than he did Sunday. And you'd like to see him more confident. All the things that Gus Bradley talked about, you would just like to see him go out and play with that edge, that ease that he did in the preseason.
You know, and I expect to see that, you know, listening to him this week. And I don't want to lay it all at the receivers. But, you know, if Rashad Green catches that one inside the five, if Allen, that third down was right after the pick six. If Allen catches that, they get some momentum.
Allen Hurns.
Right. Allen Robinson's was in the first quarter. But still, I mean, all three of those drops were critical drops. And if they could just find some rhythm with the receivers catching the ball, I don't think it'll be a big problem.
Well, if that's Blake's worst game and you add in those 60-plus yards, it's 250, 25 of 40. Mm-hmm. Not bad if that's his worst, but it's still got to be better.
Let's talk defense now. The Jaguars D played well last week against Carolina, only gave up 13 points to Cam Newton in that offense. They got to repeat that. They had a turnover last week, a couple of sacks. Maybe step that up a little bit against Miami.
Well, it's going to be tough if John Cyprien doesn't play, because he was such a factor in the run game last week. Josh Evans is pretty good against the run. I would expect this defense to be able to keep it up. But in order for them to get better, they're going to need the offense to stay on the field.
Well, and you would think the defense can play well against Miami. It doesn't look like it was a great running team last week. There is an advantage for the Jaguars. They just faced a very similar offense last week, so they haven't had to put a whole lot in terms of trying to figure out what the Dolphins are doing. Yes, the offense has to help out this defense. Otherwise, it's the same story that we looked at most of last year. At some point, you have to score points in the NFL. You can't just win allowing 13 points.
Just like last week, though, they've got to find a way to contain the quarterback. Because Tannehill, even though he doesn't get a lot of credit for it, makes things happen on the run. So you're right, it's very similar.
Doesn't run as often, it runs smart.
Pressure every week in the National Football League, but for one of the youngest teams in the league, starting 0-1 with a last home game in a long time, there's three road games coming up. This is a very pressure-packed Sunday coming up.
Well, and it always feels silly to say you got to win, because when you've only got 16, you know, you always want to win. So find me the game in 5 weeks where we're saying, don't worry about winning. But, yes, you don't want to be 0-2. And I still think overall, win, lose, draw Sunday, you want to play better. You want to walk out of that stadium feeling like, okay, I saw a lot of the things that I believed I was going to see, that I saw in preseason. This team didn't play as well in a lot of areas as it wanted to on Sunday. Play better, and guess what? You might win.
I'll rely on Sergio Brown, who said that he's been on teams that have started 0-2 and has never missed the postseason. Now, I recognize the schedule in front, but, you know, this team has to play better to win. That's what I'm looking to see. I don't want to walk out of the stadium and go, man, was August just a dream? What happened here today?
Right. Neither do they. I mean, no. I think they definitely feel like, wow, what happened on Sunday? And they want to see some of these parts that look so good in August come to fruition.
But what if they go out there and play, you know, a whale of a game? And like last night, or the Thursday night game this week, you know, the ball is tipped. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what happens if they lose but they play great, right? Am I going to write off the season at 0-2? No.
Play better.
We'll find out Sunday, 4:05, the Miami Dolphins and Jacksonville Jaguars at Everbank Field. That's it for today on Jags of the Roundtable.